Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
let's rock and roll, my friends.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should.
That sounds like America to me, by golly.
Ain't enough to know that we've got it good.
Yeah.
Where the stars and stripes.
USA.
And the eagle flies.
All right, my friends, welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennin. Former Jackson County Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach is going to join us coming up next hour to talk about what's happening at the border. He's lived it. And now is watching it, and none of it's good. So we'll have an update. Happy talk is Title 42 is gone, and it isn't as bad as we thought, and everything's fine. Right, Kev? Everything's great.
Oh, yeah.
That's happy talk.
All good.
Yep. Yeah. A lot of unicorns down there?
Oh, yeah. Some fairies spreading the dust around.
Is there a little dust?
Oh, you bet.
Okay.
Yep. It's a great day.
Yeah, fabulous. So we'll check on the pixie dust with A.G. Lauterbach coming up on the program. John Hinderrocker will be here from the Center of the American Experiment. Always a bevy of topics that are super interesting, so we'll look forward to that as well. Some open phone time in this first hour. Hey, if you were at the Mike Huckabee event last night and said, howdy, God bless you. That was so much fun last night. My wife and I really enjoyed that, and Mike Huckabee gave a great talk. You know, I mean, he just talked about faith and family and freedom and did it in a way that was just warmed your heart. It was great. The big shout-outs definitely were, though, when he was introduced as Sarah's dad. So I think she's the most famous Huckabee right now. The governor of Arkansas, the former press secretary for Donald Trump, of course, his daughter. So, but it was great. It really was. If you were there last night and loved it, tell me your favorite part. You can call us at 701-271-1100 today on the program. You can text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. We have a listener here that is suggesting a new T-shirt idea. Kev, you up for T-shirt idea?
Absolutely.
The front side would be, Heaven Isn't Woke. Okay?
Yep.
The back side would be, One of the Reasons It's Heaven.
Well, amen. I like it.
Oh, love the creativity of our listeners. That's good. Speaking of woke, I have a couple of stories in my woke pile that I thought would be worth sharing. Florida. A teacher is under investigation by Governor DeSantis there because she has said parental rights are gone when your child is in the public school system. Yeah, I know it's hard to believe. Let me play her speaking to CNN, so you can realize this isn't me making something up. This is actually...
And Jenny, you said you feel that this is a targeted attack. What do you mean when you say that?
That same school board member is currently going around right now trying to, well, along with, you know, the whole, what DeSantis is doing, trying to get rid of all basically diversity elements out of schools completely. Like, they're trying to strip individuality and diversity to fit one common agenda. And it's ruining everything. It's not what America stands for.
I think let's let our viewers listen to what that parent said that complained about you doing this in a recent school board meeting. Here it is.
It is not a teacher's job to impose their beliefs upon a child. Religious, sexual orientation, gender identity, any of the above. but allowing movies such as this assist teachers in opening a door, and please hear me, they assist teachers in opening a door for conversations that have no place in our classrooms.
We had played that for the viewers in the introduction, but I just want to give you a chance to respond.
Yeah, so that's what she's missing and what these parents are missing is they're not in the school system. That just shows me that she's ignorant and has not come and volunteered at all. Because are these conversations, these doors, they're open. These students have one-to-one devices. The amount of things that they're able to pull up that we have to shut down, these conversations, these doors that she's talking about that's telling me I'm stripping her rights as a parent, those rights are gone when your child's in the public school system because there are students talking about these things. It's where they get 90% of their socialization for the day. And we can't shut down every conversation every child has.
Thank you for being with us this morning. Keep us posted. I'm sorry.
She's a hero to CNN. The movie, by the way, was a Disney-themed movie called Ignorant. It's an LGBT-themed Disney movie called, I don't know what the name of the show is, but she is saying it's ignorant. You hear that, Kev? Ignorant of parents to complain. And I almost can't believe she said what she said here about rights as a parent. Listen to that.
90% of their socialization for the day. And we can't shut down every conversation every child has.
Thank you for
telling me I'm stripping her rights as a parent. Those rights are gone when your child's in the public school system.
Those rights are gone when your child's in the public school system. You have no rights.
Yeah.
That's the story from, and she's wondering why, I thought the parent did a fabulous job. Saying you're opening the door, you're letting this happen.
Yes, I mean, and your 10-year-old can't pick their bedtime, but they can pick their gender. Super! That's great.
Unbelievable.
And, I mean, wow.
And eerily similar to the administration of the Fargo School Board saying, you know, that law that suggests we need to communicate with parents, we don't like that so much.
Dude, the ignorance is all around us. It's unbelievable. We got an email in from this, I don't know who he is, he calls himself Nate on the radio. He says, this is a serious, here's a question. Why are you guys promoting police officers instead of getting the facts about them? I get what they're doing in the community. I have nothing against it. The only thing that I have a problem with is most police officers out there are abusers. Actually, let me rephrase that.
Wait a minute.
All officers are bad. Ever get pulled over by an officer? Act deaf and talk them to them unless you have a lawyer present. They have the, I mean... What?
All officers are bad?
Are bad. Oh, yeah.
You know, that should
Nate on the radio. Why don't you get on the radio, Nate? Quit spouting that crap.
That should go in the trash bin.
Yeah, I blocked him. He's just, again, the ignorance is everywhere. Do you have any friends? I mean, who are you going to call? They're Nader? When someone's breaking into you better not call them. They're all bad. Don't call them. You're on your own, buddy.
What do you think of a teacher that says your rights as a parent are gone when your child's in the public school system?
You're fired. That's what I'd say.
Well, this is, of course, why Governor DeSantis
and you are fired, too. Take the pride flag and get out of here.
Teachers under investigation by the Florida Department of Education for showing the LGBT-themed film to 10-year-olds. 10-year-olds.
Are these people?
And then goes on to say parents don't have rights when a child's
that
in public
is not
school.
Education. That is not what we need young people to know.
The movie
to learn.
Strange World, by the way, featuring a gay character who has a crush on another man.
Just whatever happened to showing, you know, Citizen Kane or you know, some cinematic classics.
The reaction.
You got to roll in the drag queen. Oh, my God. What are we doing, RuPaul's deal? Why don't we just tape that and show it to the kids?
The reaction from this teacher to me is the most egregious part of this.
Oh, I know.
Suggesting that they are trying to get rid of every form of representation out of the schools. No, we want you to teach math, reading,
yep.
Science, you know.
History.
Teach 10-year-olds what they need to know.
Finance would be good. You know, how to budget and handle money. We can go down the list of things that actually matter, that actually in the real world actually matter to young people as they get those skills. Let them discover all of that stuff when they get out in the world. Let them discover. I never knew anything about that till one night we were down on Hennepin Avenue, and I knew that bar was there for the gay 90s down there, right? I was never down there at night. It was about 19 after I graduated. I was going to radio school, and we happened to be downtown and drove by, and the club was just letting out of one of those shows. And, oh, my gosh, look at this. They were all over the street, men in dresses. Fantastic. Looks like they had a good time.
What do you think of item number one on my list of woke today? And there is more. There's always more. This one, though, I thought interesting just because it ties into exactly what's happening in the Fargo School Board, which needs to be dealt with as well. Kathy in Fargo has a comment about this. Kathy, we'll get to you after a short time out in the break. Stay tuned for that. Your call's welcome at 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. With Kevin Flynn, I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's On Your Mind. Kathy in Fargo, you're up when we come back after a short time out on What's On Your Mind. It's the woke hour, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, your favorite example of woke.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Bottineau, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Spring is here and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As field work begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance, and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text them,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You know, many of us have had to say goodbye to a loved one, a friend, or a family member. When grief enters our lives, our world changes. The grief support specialists at Hospice of the Red River Valley understand that every loss is unique. And they offer group support, end-of-life education, one-on-one meetings, and more to help you cope with your grief and work toward healing. Just as every loss is unique, the grieving experience is different with each loss, and every individual grieves differently. Learn more about grief support today for you, for them, for us, Hospice of the Red River Valley. Take control of your care online at hrrv.org, hrrv.org. Kathy in Fargo, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Say, I just want to thank you guys for bringing up these topics because, you know, in our media world, usually everybody's on the other team. So I do appreciate your guys' commitment to truth there on the flag. I want to remind listeners, you know, that if we're concerned about parents' rights in schools, they need to get involved. They need to call their schools. Here, you know, currently in Fargo, we have a rogue superintendent who is talking about defying state law, and you guys have talked about that on the program. But it's not enough to wait until the law is broken, and I don't think that it's enough for parents to wait until somebody else, you know, tries to pick up the torch and do the work. I think every parent and every citizen in North Dakota that's worried about, you know, state funds being sent to a school board that doesn't want to follow the rules, follow the law. And if there are concerns, I think that people need to pick up the phone and start calling the Fargo Public School Board. 446-1000 is the number to the Fargo School District, and I think that they need to hear from all of us.
Well, I think you are right. It's not enough to be outraged, is it?
No, we absolutely, I mean, people need to stop waiting for somebody else to be the hero, you know? I mean, you might think that your voice doesn't count or that you're just one person, but let me tell you, I mean, that is not the case. There's a lot of people that have the same fears because that's what's happening right now. Parents are in fear of the schools stepping in, hiding information from them, and all of that. I mean, it becomes very scary when you start seeing the mental health status of your child could be completely hidden from you, you know, and I've had conversations with other people saying, oh, well, you think you would know. Well, yeah, you might know that something's going on, but it's your right as a parent to have the full story, not just whatever you can, you know, detect on the couple hours that you see your kid in the evening.
Imagine you come home from, you're waiting for your child to come home from school and they don't come home and you wonder where your child is. And all of a sudden, the counselor has taken them to Minnesota for whatever, and you can't get them back. That's what's going on in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I mean, that's beyond crazy. But there you go.
Yeah, I mean, you can't put the genie back in the bottle.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. And they think they know better.
The affirmation, one last thing. Sorry.
Right, Kathy. No, you're right. Go ahead.
I just wanted one last thing. Affirmation of mental illness, that is not loving. It is not loving to affirm somebody who has a legitimate mental health disorder. People do need love, but love is truth.
Exactly. Oh, that is so well said.
Kathy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Well, the baby's happy, too, about that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Our best to the little one. So adorable.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Take care. 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Texter says, supposedly this woman, the teacher, says the school's in charge of these kids. That means they can pay for everything, their mental, physical, and doctoral problems when they're there too. Yeah. Your kids, you can pay for them.
They're not your kids. They're your students. All right? Stop with that. They're not your children. Okay? It doesn't take a village. It takes mom and dad. Just enough with this. They're your students. Behave like a teacher and teach. And it's not your job to teach gender dysphoria validation or any of that nonsense. It's just not. So stop it. It's just no one is thinking this is a good idea. Anybody, anywhere.
Texter says, go after these school board members and superintendents.
Yes.
And when we say go after, I think it's the scrutiny, obviously. It's nothing in a physical sense. Just want to
of course not.
Make sure people understand that. Because the texter just said go after. But I think, and they added surety bonds as a example of something you could go after. But I do think that a simple thing of showing up at a meeting and asking questions can make a difference. Now, I have no doubt the arrogance. I mean, you saw the arrogance on full display of the Fargo School Board, cheerleading. I mean, Dr. Newman, I'm a pediatrician, and your decision is pediatrician approved to ignore state law. Wow. Think of that kind of arrogance. If they aren't afraid of a state law and they're openly defying a state law, you think that they aren't going to continue to do what they do and what they feel is best, like this, again, Florida teacher saying that parents don't have rights when kids are in schools? That's the level of arrogance they have. The only thing that's going to counter that is for the parents of these children to say, stop. Hard stop. This ain't happening anymore. Go away. You can't do this. And sadly, it doesn't happen. Kevin, I would bet the vast majority of school board meetings in this country have extremely poor turnout among parents.
Yeah, well, so many parents just trust this. Like, our school board is fantastic. We're in our small district in Minnesota. I mean, it's aligned with rocks and cows and common sense people, and none of that's important. None of the kids are waking up, you know, I mean, in any number, worried about any of that. They're worried about college. They're worried about the grades and the classes they're getting. They're worried about doing the homework that I get them. I mean, that's what they should be worried about. Their assignments, their schoolwork, their history, their math, their science, their writing, English, whatever. Not any of this nonsense. This is all.
But I don't think there's very. I don't. You know, I love what happens in Frazee, Minnesota. There's no doubt about it. But it's a small.
Oh yeah.
Representation.
Yep. Oh, I know. Yep. They're out there
in school board.
They are definitely out there.
And that's the meetings that parents need to be in.
Yep.
Plain and simple.
Period.
With one simple request: stop.
And anytime you see a little red flag pop up, start going.
Stop the woke. The Secretary of Education got asked a question on whether or not he'd be okay if his homeboys went into his daughter's bathroom at school. Boy goes into your daughter's bathroom at school. You okay with that, Mr. Secretary of Education? Share that with her when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself in a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Isma.
USA News Update. President Biden will host the 2021-22 Medal of Valor recipients this morning at the White House. Then the president travels to Anchorage, Alaska this afternoon en route to Hiroshima, Japan for the G7 summit starting Friday. A report is due out today by the Republican-led investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Evidence supporting the theory that the virus likely escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China, contradicts the Chinese narrative, but without China's support in the country of origin, absolute proof will be hard to come by. Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News last night.
Previously unknown information that builds on an investigation that happened last year. This was not included as part of it, so we want to make sure the public sees it, that begins to outline the things that were going on in China in August and September of 2019.
Thanks for listening as we get this Wednesday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Checking at the border, coming up top of the hour with A.J. Lauterbach, one of our go-to sources on what's happening at the border, former Jackson County, Texas sheriff. Join us on the program, John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment coming up. Hey, Bud Light has a plan to get you back.
All right.
Did I tell you I haven't left?
Okay, well, that's fine.
Is it?
My wife hasn't either. She still likes her Busch lattes.
Because I'm a fan of Bud Light, and I really don't like any other beer. And I don't drink a lot of beer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go out to dinner, maybe have a beer with the meal. And,
yep.
You know what I mean? I hardly ever have just a beer at home. Can't remember the last time I did. So I just do it with a meal once in a while. But I like Bud Light.
On occasion. Okay. Got it.
And I was not happy with the little woke fest at Bud Light.
I'll give you a couple of local light IPAs that you might like next time you go out.
Well, I was
Fargo
at
Brewing has a good one.
I was
Drecker has a fabulous one.
Yeah, I was at Brewhalla.
Oh yeah,
for a little retirement party last week, and I had
had hazy IPA probably
snake something.
Yeah,
and it was very close to a it's a perfect light beer. Yeah, so there are a few out there. There's no
doubt
about
it. What's Bud Light doing though?
Well, Bud Light's got a plan to get you back.
Okay. Do tell.
Do you want to know what it is?
Yes.
Well, you got to hang
I'm
on.
I was never there, but go ahead.
Hang on. I have to tell you about what's for lunch today.
Okay, let's do that first.
Okay, yeah. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience, has some great specials for lunch today. It's Wednesday. Lasagna in Harwood. Mmm. And they do lasagna right. Swedish meatballs or chipped beef, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City. There is a Chicken Bacon Ranch Pasta, 12th Avenue and I-29 location at PetroServe USA. Also, downtown Fargo has lasagna at MP Avenue, meatballs in Glendon, chicken enchiladas in Yulin, and a taco burger on 45th Street in Fargo. There you go. PetroServe USA. Plus today, every Wednesday, you buy two fresh-baked cookies, you get one free. How about that? PetroServe USA.
I was at Glendon the other day when DGF let out for lunch. Oh, my gosh.
Do the kids love the PetroServe USA?
There was
USA?
A line.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm going to, you guys go ahead.
That's some good cooking right there.
You know, the graduating class and underclassmen for the Rebels were there having lunch in Glendon.
All right, I'm going to tell you what Bud Light is doing and see if you think it'll make a difference. After we hear from the Secretary of Education. So we didn't get to all the questions we wanted to. Last week with Rupa Gandhi, the superintendent of public schools, one of the questions Kevin wanted to ask was, what, Kevin?
Was I want to ask this to Tim Walz, too, if your daughter is in the bathroom and, here comes Leah with his business and starts doing his thing or in the locker room, are you okay with that? You know, hey, Governor Walz, are you okay if someone takes your child, your daughter, to another state to against your will and you cannot get them back and extradite them because, you know, they have certain feelings about certain things? Would that be okay? But, of course, you can never ask any of these questions.
Representative Burgess Owens, in a hearing with the Department of Education secretary, asked your question of the education secretary. Listen to this.
Would you say, as an 18-year-old young man, that if me and some of my homeboys decided we wanted to be women, would it be okay for your daughter, for me to go into your daughter's bathroom to expose myself because I felt I was a woman? Would that be fair to your daughter?
Congressman,
I have five daughters, so I am very passionate about the questions I ask you right now, and I would think there would be no question in your mind as a father what these answers should be. There should not be hemming and hawing about this.
Congressman,
your daughter now.
There's nothing in our proposed Title IX regulations that...
Funny, he didn't answer the question.
Congressman? Yeah, there's no... I said, here comes a word salad. Here comes the dance around.
You knew it was coming.
That little dance around. Congressman, yeah. Well, that's a very interesting point. You know, there's many things that go into the answer to that question, and I don't have all that information in front of me. Miguel Cardona.
Last month, the Education Department released additional proposed changes to Title IX that would prohibit public K-12 schools and colleges from adopting a one-size-fits-all policy, which prohibits students from joining sports teams on the basis of gender identity. In January, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that a Florida school board's policy that required students to use bathrooms on the basis of, wait for it, biological sex, was not in violation of Title IX.
Mm-hmm.
So there's legal grounds for this.
There's no other department that we have to shut down more than the Department of Education.
Yeah, no kidding.
Literally shut it down, fire everyone, find a job, get another pivot to a government deal, go private sector, we don't care, shut it down. The massive amount of nonsense that comes out of the Department of Education and the standardized testing and the Common Core, we go down all the lines of nonsense that have resulted in, let's see, where's our reading at right now, Scott? Where's our, as a country, where's our math at right now? Country. Where's our science?
Is there basic knowledge of the Constitution and the founding documents?
When you see, you know, we'll walk around Prager asking, holding an old analog clock and asking young people, hey, can you tell what time it is? And they don't have a clue. How do you balance a checkbook? Don't have a clue. Real life, real thing, problem, Is it on TikTok? I don't know. And then all of the nonsense with the, with this woke stuff. We're done. We got to shut it down now.
Texter says KVLY reported the recent governor's bill as an anti-LGBTQ bill.
Right, of course they did.
Right there printed on the screen.
Of course they did. It's transgenocide. You just want to kill all trans people.
You know, here's a little lesson in
it's ma'am
in reporters. A lot of reporters out there. A lot of reporters out there, you know, they come out of college. They want to change the world. They want to be on TV. And so what they do is they combine their head and their mission for wanting to change the world with their profession, which is journalism. Just tell me the facts. To label that as an anti-LGBTQ bill is to tarnish reporting of the news with your own beliefs.
No, it's an I won't participate in a mental dysphoria bill. I won't be compelled to say what I don't feel or want to. I won't be made to call someone whatever they want to be called. I mean, I'll call you an idiot if I want to. Sorry, you're going to have to get over it because that's what the, you know, free speech thing is all about. So this pronoun thing, this is all about compelled speech. If you talk about me to anyone else, you will say her or she. Okay? Because I'm a woman.
It's ma'am.
Yeah, there you go. So you better say she or he when you're she or her when you're talking about me to anyone else. And when you talk to me, it's Phyllis, not Phil.
Biology.
That's it.
Biology should lead us on this. If you have a question or comment, 271-1100 to call us, 271-1100 or text us 237-1590. Let me get to a few more texts here. I've learned that the woke people want to normalize pedophilia by teaching preschool and elementary children that they should have as much sex orientation as they can and have a sexual partner. And get a load of this. They want teachers to perform acts with their students. This way they can destroy the moral character of a child and gain control of their mind. How sick and depraved mentally have these people become? This is pure evil. Parents, take your children out of these cesspools and homeschool them. We don't need this destructive environment. We won't have to wonder why God's punishment will come upon this nation when it's becoming like Sodom and Gomorrah. What you describe is criminal. That's against the law. So I don't know where you're getting the reports of this happening, or you know, a plan to normalize pedophilia. I hope and pray it's thousands of miles away from here, but regardless, it's awful. And I'd need to know more about it because, again, that's criminal. That isn't just something you sit by and say, well, they're teaching this, so I'm going to pull my... No, that's criminal. If and when and where that's happening, that's criminal. Another texture. It's time to use democratic tactics on school board members. Organize protests outside of their homes and don't say, that's not who we are. This is the only method that gets their attention. Turn the tables on these people. They don't like to be challenged.
That is true.
I'd start with just actually showing up at school board meetings because we don't actually have people at school board meetings.
Yes.
Just go to the meetings.
Go to the meetings.
Ask the questions.
Don't be shut down. Don't be canceled. Don't be silenced.
Sam and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, good morning, fellas. You guys are doing a great job out there.
Thanks, brother.
So my comment is this. Go to a school board meeting and... You know the old adage, when did you stop beating your wife? I want to ask him, when did you first learn you were a pedophile? And that is the school board member, each one of them.
Based on what is being taught, you mean? That's why you would consider you're allowing this.
Yeah, they're endorsing it.
Right, they're pushing all this transgender and they're attacking our youth. To me, that's pedophilia. So when did you first learn you were a pedophile?
This is not pedophilia. This is love, sir. Okay? Love. What? Love. We love the kids. Hey, come on. That's fair.
Yeah, I knew
we need to make them feel better. We need to make them feel better. And, you know.
But my
10-year-old wanted to be a pirate once. I bought him a ship. It didn't work out.
Sam's creativity in how you address a school board would cut to the chase on what is, the primary concern here. Well, what do you mean? That's disgusting. That's sick. You can't call us pedophiles. That is awful. Well, you are governing the curriculum of the school, and do your homework. Find out what exactly it is, either in a library or being taught. You know, you're exactly right.
Well, you're endorsing kidnapping basically our children to Minnesota. Come on, that's I don't even know what reality is anymore.
I know, right? I'm so with you, bro. It's like, what is going on?
Yeah,
world.
If you guys or I, if any of us as adult white males, you know, white supremacists, whatever. If we took a child to across state lines for some procedure, any procedure, we would be thrown in the clink and the key thrown away. Yeah.
Appreciate the call, Sam.
Not if it's for gender-affirming health care.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. Adios, man.
Take care. I promise when we come back, I'll tell you what Bud Light is doing to get you back.
Okay, that's okay. Right.
Yeah. I haven't forgot.
Okay, perfect.
We're deferring to the callers and the texters here, but I promise I'll tell you, will it get you back is the big question. When we come back on What's on Your Mind, don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you about the Wednesday Wheels deal for Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. It's warming up. That means the perfect time to upgrade. How about this? A 2016 Buick Cascade. No, there's an A on the end.
Cascadia. I believe.
Premium.
Scotta, yep.
Now, this is a head-turning convertible coupe. 1.6-liter turbo four-cylinder engine. Only 25,260 miles on this. Summit white. It's got the black retractable top, light and neutral leather-appointed seat trim, and great features like the backup camera, the lane departure warning, the parking sensors and assist, rain sensing wipers. Was $25,000. Now it's only $24,000.
You see, Cascada. That's a convertible. That's the
right.
Yeah, that's the. That's a sweet car. I've only seen a couple of those around, too.
Now's the time.
Cascada, yep.
Warming up?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, top down, driving around?
You save over
summer fun.
$1,000 on this. It's now $24,000, normally $25,000. If you tell them you heard about it on the flag and say, hey, I want to drive away in that Cascada. It's time for a convertible in the family. From Pucklitz. Find it online at PucklageValleyCity.com, PucklageValleyCity.com, or better yet, just stop and see them, Main Avenue in beautiful Valley City, North Dakota. Okay, I promised I would share this with you, now here it is. Anheuser-Busch is set to temporarily produce Bud Light and Budweiser bottles featuring camel. They're going to do camouflage prints.
Camel. Okay, camel, all right. Yep.
Camouflage prints and images honoring fallen veterans.
Good for them.
The move comes as Anheuser-Busch is, of course, still scrambling to regain customers after a drop in sales. Beer company faced a massive boycott for using Dylan Mulvaney, a controversial transgender TikTok star, I use that term loosely, in advertising and promotions back in April. A distributor who did not wish to be identified told the New York Post that the bottles will have camouflage print and images of the Folds of Honor program. Folds of Honor, of course, a nonprofit that provides academic scholarships to children and spouses of fallen and disabled veterans and first responders. Very good cause.
You know what this reminds me of, Bud? Remember two seasons ago with the NFL? All the Kaepernick BS with his kneeling. They still have racism banners at Target Field. They had them in every end zone. They had them on every helmet. And the NFL, you know, just plummeted in their numbers. And all of a sudden, you started seeing tributes to troops and flags being opened on the field and band being played. And we're showing the anthem again, and we're showcasing the singers. And look at the troops and his tributes. These people need to understand who their audience is in mass. They think that 5% of the population is the one to message to. You're never hurt by what you don't say, Bud. So don't do it again.
Only thing I'll say about Bud Light is they fired the agency responsible for this, the advertising agency.
Oh, yeah.
The individual responsible
for
this.
Gone. Yep.
Yeah, so they cleaned house, and this didn't go up the chain.
I bet there's a lesson learned in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet.
Say, you're going to bring these things to us for so my question is, and you know, I'm glad they're doing this. For whatever reason they're doing this. Right?
Yep.
And Bud Light sales have fallen, I guess, by some estimates of almost a quarter, 23.4%, compared to this time a year ago. In-store sales plummeting like 26%. Sales of Mick Ultra, another Anheuser-Busch beer brand, dropped 4.4%. So some people are just taking this out on Anheuser-Busch altogether. So the decision was a poor one, there's no question about it. But they're trying to make up for it. And I think this cause, by the way, is a great one. Fields
pulled. Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
And, yeah. You know, it's good that they're all starting to realize which side their bread's buttered on, as my mom used to say. I mean, that's, you know, you got to do that. Tom emailed in. He said, hey, guys, even many conservatives at coffee tables here in Fergus Falls, in Minnesota, do not like the word woke, seeing as it is a word to demonize a person or thing policy you don't like. I presume you would include the Pope asking for compassion for gay people considered woke, which was an open letter to the Pope to gay people in November of 21. What's another word then? Because there's got to be something to define all of this nonsense. And it kind of surprises me that the Pope would write that. Seems a bit woke to me. Sorry, Tom.
Well, first of all,
having fun.
The Pope, the Pope's job is head of the church, right? And the church is going to be kind and loving and welcoming and whatnot. The church's belief on same-sex marriage hasn't changed. The church's belief on, you know, same-sex attraction being a disorder hasn't changed. He's just saying love people, be kind to them. I don't think that's that surprising, to tell you the truth. Listener says, okay, some guy identifies as a woman. Weird, but okay. Why insist on going into a girl's women's bathroom? Men's room have the same facilities. Why they want to be in a girl's bathroom is what worries me.
So they feel more like a woman. So that their feelings and their dysphoria is more, you know, acknowledged and satisfied. that I think I'm a woman. I know I'm a woman. Dylan, you know, or whoever, convinced that they have actually transitioned to become a woman. And that's, you know, that's bad. That hasn't happened.
They're going to decide that they belong.
Right.
That's the deal.
Yep.
It's ma'am.
There he is.
Another listener says, Anheuser-Busch has not changed. This is a forced change due to the almighty dollar, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
They insult the veterans of this country. All right. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We're going to go to the board.
PetroServe USA, location near you. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle Water Packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.